Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Inside. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. On Sunday, more than a billion people around the world began celebrating Lunar New Year, bidding farewell to the Year of the Tiger and welcoming the Year of the Rabbit, or the Year of the Cat for those of Vietnamese heritage. The beginning of the 2023 lunar calendar commences 2 weeks of food, festivities, with a focus on family and friends. California is home to a third of the country's Asian American and Pacific Islander population, and Lunar New Year is being celebrated as a state holiday for the very first time. Yesterday, our producer, Victor Corral Martinez, went to one of these celebrations in Sacramento and spoke with An Li, a student participating in the Lion Dance, about what the celebration means to her.
Lunar New Year to me means lots of good food, coming home, you know, setting up the altar, inviting our ancestors back, you know, for the new year, cleaning up the house, obviously dragging the lion dance. And my temple always holds an annual Lunar New Year show. And then that means lots of prep in the months before, dance practice, lots of like just cleaning up and prepping for like the new year.
We also spoke with Derek Lee, a former dancer, who talked about the pride felt in the community with Lunar New Year becoming an official state holiday.
And I'm glad that Governor Newsom finally recognized that as a, you know, state holiday kind of thing. And I really appreciate that. And coming from Asian, as an Asian American, that's probably one of the main holidays that we celebrate, you know, and it just brings us a lot of pride and joy every year to be able to celebrate something like that.
So joining us now to tell us more about the holiday is Greg Jung, Executive Vice President of OCA Sacramento. That is a nonprofit which advocates for the AAPI community. And also joining us is Khan Lee, a member of the Kim Kuang Youth Association in Sacramento, whose group has been performing the lion and dragon dances as part of the celebration. Good morning to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. You know, we both asked you here to be here for a celebratory time, but I can't really begin this conversation without acknowledging the tragedy that happened and unfolded in Southern California yesterday on the first day of Lunar New Year celebrations, a mass shooting in Monterey Park. I'm an Angeleno. I'm familiar with that community east of downtown Los Angeles, overwhelmingly of Asian descent. 65% are Asian, according to the census. That claimed 10 people, wounded an additional 10 others. Authorities say that the suspect took his own life. A motive is unknown. But how are you and the community here in Sacramento processing the tragedy that took place yesterday? Khan, I'll start with you.
Yeah, after hearing about the news, you know, I'm really saddened by what happened. My condolences go out to all the families of the victims. You know, I see our community as my brothers and sisters. So, you know, it truly affects us here. And I think we all need to stick together to support one another during these tragic events. Take a look at, you know, if we can look into the root causes of this situation and try to find ways to learn from it and improve from it. I think when these things happen in society, it's a failure, to all. We can't look at this as just one individual shooting victims, but I think we failed as a society when things like this happens, not only just in the Asian community, but in, you know, everywhere in society, you know, whether it's Blacks, Latinos, white community, you know, we need to stick together as a whole so that situations like this, you know, if one fails, we all fail. So if we look at it that way, then I think we can improve society, improve the world, and make it a better place and a safer place for all of us.
Mm. Greg, what conversations are you having?
Well, Vicky, we had a lot. So, yesterday morning, we at OCA, our president, Jiggy Dollar, submitted a press release. Lunar New Year is a day of celebration, but this year we find ourselves mourning for the victims of Monterey Park shooting. Our hearts and prayers are with Monterey Park community. So as Jinky stated, it's a day of celebration for us yesterday. But our organization, as well as a lot of organizations yesterday morning, were on the phone, were on email, and texting each other on how we should respond. So we were in contact with local and state elected officials in trying to determine how we can support what took place down in Monterey Park. And with all the celebrations taking place up here in Sacramento, what are the things that we should do up here to safeguard our residents? So a very busy morning. I do want to share with your listeners that part of the decision made by the local and state elected officials is that today, sponsored by the California Asian American and Pacific Islander Legislative Caucus, is going to hold a vigil today, 2:30, at the state capitol, steps of the state capitol. And this is going to be an informal gathering that will serve as a safe space for our community and our allies to come together in solidarity. So again, I just let your listeners know, we will have a informal gathering today, 2:30.
And the governor also ordered flags to be flown at half staff as well, in light of everything that unfolded. Now, I want to be clear, a motive is unknown, and that is according to authorities. But in the past couple years, hate crimes against the AAPI community have gone up. They have skyrocketed across the country, including California. I mean, Khan, are you having conversations about, it's been a traumatic couple years for the community?
Yeah, we're having conversations regarding that. And, you know, hate crimes, you know, have risen. And, you know, there are many triggering events to that. So, you know, as an organization that focuses on the youth here in the Sacramento area, we believe that, you know, our kids here need to be aware of what's going on around in the world and be aware of all the triggers that are causing many of these hate crimes, and also a lot of the mental illnesses that are going on around the world. So we tend to focus on our youth. We tend to instill in them a healthier lifestyle mentally and physically by the various detailed practices of ways to, you know, give back to the community, develop a compassion, develop more of a mindfulness practices so they can, you know, strengthen not only physically, but live a more happier life mentally. And I think through that, that's the where the root starts. We instill those in our growth and that in our youth, I'm sorry. And as our youth grows older, they're able to, you know, develop into individuals that have a more solid foundation and be able to contribute to society so that events like this can begin to basically create a more positive world organically through our youth. So those are the type of discussions that we've been doing and we've been focusing on through the youth group, because we truly believe that, you know, it all starts, you know, organically through our youth. If we can instill in them the good, healthy lifestyles that they have as they're young, as we grow older, we can prosper and create a better society.
Yeah. I mean, you said an important word about it being triggering. And Greg, you just told us that a vigil is going to be held at the state capitol later this afternoon. What conversations do you hope are had at this vigil at the state capitol?
Solidarity. Again, it was amazing yesterday morning. The amount of the organizations and the elected officials that were reaching out, trying to seek answers to this tragedy in Monterey Park. And I think today at the vigil, which you will see, will be a collective group of faith leaders, elected officials, community leaders, stating that this is a safe space for our community. I think it'll be a worthwhile event.
So I want to get to both of your organizations, which is why we brought you here today, and also Lunar New Year. And the fact that this is the first year it is officially a state holiday in California. Khan, what does this mean to you?
Oh, it's huge. It's definitely something that, you know, we've been waiting a long time for, the Asian community, and finally it's happened. We would like to thank all the government officials for, you know, recognizing it as a state holiday, and we truly appreciate it. With that said, you know, culture is a big part of what makes, you know, our state great, makes our country great, and being able to, we've been teaching our kids about our heritage and culture, and finally it's being recognized by the state as an official holiday. So, you know, all of the teachings and all of the hard work that we've been doing to kind of like cultivate our culture and instill in our young kids are finally, we're starting to see the fruits of that happening. So it's such a big deal for us, and we're truly grateful for this, and we'll continue to, you know, spread our culture, you know, show it off. These are moments in the Lunar New Year that we're able to go out to the community, give back, and also display a lot of our culture. We put up culture show performances just to, one, our youth, our students can learn more about our own culture, but also let the world, let the community know, you know, what we're all about. Because once we're able to understand each other in a diverse environment where, you know, you can learn about others' cultures, you develop an understanding of each other, and that, you know, brings you closer together as a society as a whole.
Well, let's show it off a little bit more. And you know, you're part of Lion and Dragon Dances. Talk to us about, help us visualize what these look like, especially because it's helping younger generations, as you say, connect with their heritage and their traditions.
Yeah, so, you know, the Lion Dance and the Dragon Dance performances, you know, first of all, our kids have so much fun doing it. They're out there expending all this energy. You know, they're young. You know, the cold weather doesn't deter them. They're out there jumping around, performing, and having a lot of fun. But basically, what we want to bring to the community is good energy, positive vibes for the new year. You know, we go through a whole year. We're done with the previous year. We're going to erase all the bad energy from that year, and we're going to start fresh. New year, we're bringing, you know, energy. We're bringing in enthusiasm. We're bringing in laughter. We're bringing in all these drumming and firecrackers to basically sweep away all the bad energy and bring the new year with good, positive energy to start off. There we have all these fun characters, like this year is the year of the rabbit and the cat. We have two mascots running around. We also have bring together the fortune saint that would, you know, bring good fortune to the local businesses all around the community. The dragon and the lions, you know, they're there to protect and to bring in good luck to the businesses, along with the lucky Buddha. So we're out here performing. You know, our routines are basically, we start off by bowing to the businesses, you know, being grateful that they invited us there. And then we do various stunts. The dragon team performs their act, the mascots and the Lucky Buddha, you know, they're the ones that control the whole routine. And it's just a blast out there. It's like a little party at every performance that we do.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds just so vibrant and fun and pays dividends. Like the ripple effects are just amazing across generations and just across the entire community by performing in front of businesses as well. Greg, you know, Khan touched upon this, Year of the Rabbit or Year of the Cat. So Lunar New Year is celebrated in different ways across Asian countries and cultures. Can you share some of those differences with us?
I will. So my heritage is Chinese, so we use the term Chinese New Year, but it's the term Lunar New Year is a global term for one of the most important holidays for the Asian communities around the world. Basically, Lunar New Year celebrates the first day of spring on the lunar calendar. So every year we celebrate at different times. This year it's a little bit earlier, and it's generally a 15-day celebration. So some of the things, as been mentioned before, quickly, regards to New Year, the traditions that a lot of APIs have is that we clean up to prepare for the new year. We sweep away the bad year. We decorate to invite good fortune. So you'll see a lot of red at our households and clothing that we wear. Most importantly for all the API communities is visiting family. It is so the cornerstone of the API life is that family is paramount. All the communities, all the cultures eat delicious and auspicious foods. A lot of the foods that we eat during our banquets have specific meaning that provide good health and good luck. For our Chinese tradition, we hand out red envelopes with money inside, and we hand them out to our loved ones, children. The more red envelopes we can hand out, the more good luck will we place upon our family. And then, as mentioned, watching the dragon and the lion dances. Lions are a symbol of luck and happiness, and dragons are braveness and power. Quick recap on the year of the rabbit. So last year was the year of the tiger, which is a powerful period of action and impulse. The rabbit sign, though, is a softer period. The focus is on self-reflection. The rabbit is a very strong symbol for peace. We hope that this year will be a much more conservative and reflective year on our decision-making.
Hmm. Khan, I want to end with you. What would you like people who are unfamiliar with Lunar New Year and getting acquainted with it, what would you like them to understand about it?
I'd like them to understand that, you know, it's important that we learn about each other. I think every culture has its uniqueness to it. We all have certain things that we care about. And I think that for the Lunar New Year, it's an opportunity, you know, as Asian Americans to start fresh, to improve upon each year. You know, we go through life, we need to continue to grow, improve. So for us Asian Americans to continue to prosper within each year, and for the world to see Asian Americans use Lunar New Year as an opportunity to learn more about our cultures, learn more about Asian Americans in general, so that we can, you know, build a world of understanding and trust within one another.
Khan and Greg, thank you so much for joining us for a really important conversation.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Greg Jung is Executive Vice President of OCA Sacramento, and Khan Lee is with the Kim Kwong Youth Association in Sacramento, telling us about Lunar New Year, which became a state holiday for the first time this year. And we're going to close this segment with some lion dance music. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.